The actor Samantha Morton grew up in Care. She's a prominent supporter of a charity, Article 39, that has taken the government to court over the provision of what is called supported accommodation for 16 and 17-year-olds. We're going to hear from Samantha Morton in just a moment. First, though, to the BBC's correspondent, Sandra Berg, who examines all of these matters with considerable care and knows a lot about them. And I suppose the question, Sandra, is just sort out for us who we're talking about, what category of youngster, and what the current rules are.
Well, we're talking here about 16 and 17-year-olds because when research was done a couple of years ago, it showed over 6,000 children in care in England were in properties that are known as supported or semi-independent accommodation, that's without day-to-day care or consistent adult supervision. Now, that received a lot of coverage. You might remember there was a lot of concern about it. And the government changed the law that came into force about 5 months ago so that children under 16 could no longer be placed in this kind of supported accommodation, which is usually a hostel, a bedsit, flat in a shared house. These young people often find themselves living alongside older adults who struggle with addiction or who may have just come out of prison. But the problem is the vast majority of the 6,000 teenagers living in this kind of accommodation in care are 16 and 17-year-olds, so they're not affected by the change in the law. In fact, the charity, Article 39 and others are concerned that this may, if you like, give the green light to leave these children in this kind of accommodation. So what they've done is they've brought a case this week to the High Court, and they say that it's discriminatory, that you can't draw a line between those up to 16 and the 16 and 17-year-olds, because they're not adults either. They also say that the government didn't properly consider the views of young people who've actually experienced this kind of accommodation when they changed the law. And they say 22 teenagers aged 16 and 17 have died while living in this kind of accommodation in the 2 years 2018 to 2020. Yeah. So we spoke to the government, who said it's the responsibility of councils to house children in their care in safe, suitable accommodation. And they've said in the past that this housing can suit some young people, but, and it's quite a big but, there's always the cost. A place in a children's home is currently costing about £4,500 per child per week. And a place in supported accommodation can be far, far cheaper, just a few hundred.
Sandra, thank you. Let us turn to Samantha Morton, who is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Not at all. Thank you for coming on. 16 is very young, isn't it, to be in this kind of situation?
I think it is. And I also think what, you know, my main point and why I've picked up on this, because I wasn't aware about the Article 39 charity and the keep caring to 18 petition until I just kind of stumbled across it in the media. I mean, this just isn't my opinion. I mean, there is evidence to support that if, you know, I think if 22 children have died in this setting from 2018 to 20, this clearly isn't working. And the idea that you can be 15 years old in a supportive environment, and the minute you turn 16, the next day you are somewhere else, somewhere where you can be living in rented shared accommodation with somebody who's just been released from prison on tag, is to me absolutely, I feel it isn't obviously criminal, otherwise they wouldn't be getting away with it, but it feels criminal. It feels wrong.
And the whole point is what we're told about cared for children is that they are cared for until they are adults. And yet at 16 and 17, they're really far from it, aren't they?
Yeah, I think it's a very, very fine line between the, you know, the, you have to really think about what these young people have gone through. And I know from experience that the level of support that is often given when you are in care is often not fit for purpose. And then we're expecting these young people that a lot of them, sadly, for whatever reason, are not in education and they don't have employment. They don't even lack this. They don't even have the skills to take care of themselves regarding medical appointments, or, you know, they haven't been given that support and help, even though they should have done. And it's costing local councils an awful lot of money to put these young people in care and then onwards. But we also have to remember the fact that, you know, the government, since I was in care, have private, you know, it's all privatised now. And these places, as far as I'm concerned, they're not accountable in the way that they used to be.
It is, I mean, we are a country that prides ourselves on caring for each other, on having a health service that we're very proud of, etc., etc. It does seem like a real hole in our thinking, actually, our kind of culture, not just in practical terms, but almost kind of mentally.
I agree with you, and I also think that you know, if this would, if we had an image on the front page of a newspaper of 22 very cute, very small children that had died in the care of the local authority, 22 between 2018 and 20, there would be absolute uproar about this. But because they're at a different age bracket, there isn't the uproar, because they're keeping these things, you know, not necessarily secret, but Carolyn, who runs Article 39, had to do a huge amount of work to get these figures given to her. You know, I think that it's absolutely... you can hear me, I'm lost for words, that they think that this is okay, and this entire, what is care, that welfare and maintenance should be enough. It's just heartbreaking. We had an incident of a young girl called Caitlin Sharp, who had severe epilepsy, who was put into one of these places, one of these hostels. And again, you know, against the advice of all the people caring for her, the medical professionals even said, this isn't suitable for her. They did it anyway, and she died.
Samantha Morton, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning, and Sancho Berg as well.